Love Island might be all about finding love, but in 2026, it's also one of the biggest career opportunities in entertainment. From fashion deals and beauty campaigns to TV presenting and brand partnerships, the right contestant can leave the villa with an entirely new career. Joining me now is Sarah Lowe, Senior Talent Manager at Icon Management, one of Ireland's biggest talent agencies. Sarah manages some of Ireland's top creators, including this year's Love Island contestant, Charlene Murphy, and she's given us an insight into what really happens behind the scenes before, during and after the villa. Sarah, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat. Love Island, obviously it's a dating show, but would you say it's become just as much of a business opportunity as it is a search for love?
Yeah, like, look, at the core of it is a dating show, and that's why everyone watches it. But I definitely think there is a lot of opportunity for people, especially people who come across authentic. They show them true selves and they connect with the viewers. I think it's really important what you do when you come out of the villa. And like, we've seen it with the likes of Molly May and obviously Tommy, who have come out of both, which is unreal. But yeah, it definitely can be.
I know you represent Charlene Murphy, who's in the villa at the minute. As a manager, how were you feeling when she got that call from the producers to enter the villa?
Oh my God, like, absolutely buzzing. I knew, like, for her, it was such a bucket list thing. So, and she's worked so hard in the past and put her all into everything. And I just knew how much it meant for her. So I was just absolutely delighted.
She already has a very successful career as a content creator, even pre-Love Island. What made the show the right next step for her?
To be honest, like, I wouldn't say it was a next step. I think it was almost just something she wanted to tick off the bucket list. She obviously has an amazing career and it wasn't something that she's looking at just to make successful. Like, she's already done that herself. I think it's just more so to like expand her reach even further and just see what more she can do.
Without giving too much away, do you and the team have any predictions about how far she might go in this competition? Fingers crossed, very far.
Yes, that's what we're hoping. We're hoping as far as possible. I think tonight is the Recup Berlin, so we're hoping that she'll make it into villa and we'll see a lot more of her.
We were actually speaking with her tarot card reader the other day, who does believe that she's going to be brought back to the villa. So I'm hoping that that is a point in the right direction, that she's going to be brought back. What are you hoping she takes away from the experience, both personally and professionally, regardless of what happens?
Personally, I think obviously someone special, great memories, great friends. And then I think professionally, I just hope it opens up even more doors for her. She's a lot of dreams brands that she wants to work with, a lot of like opportunities with TV, long-term partnerships. Yeah, I hope a lot more.
I know you also manage former Islanders, Jamie Hope, Billy Case, Connor Phillips. Looking back, how has appearing on Love Island impacted their careers?
When I look at the likes of Dami and Connor, who worked, like, I suppose more or less like normal jobs before they appeared on Love Island, I think it's changed their career dramatically and they've really made the most of it and they've really shown their true selves, and that's what's, like, I suppose kept them relevant. And then when I look at Billy Kiss as well, I think for her, like, she's so aesthetic online, and I think Love Island really showed the true Billy Kiss that we know, the really bubbly, funny person. So I think it's just helped people see her personality even more.
From your point of view, once a contestant leaves the villa, what does life look like from a management perspective? Is it straight into the meetings and the brand calls, or do they settle back into reality first? What's that like?
Do you know what? I think that's the point of management. I think for us, like, we'll be super busy. We'll be talking to all the brands, the media outlets, everything. But our focus will be making sure that Charlene gets back. She gets to settle in properly. She gets to process everything. She can just settle back and we'll look after everything. And then once she's ready to get back into work, we'll have everything all organised for her.
I imagine it's such an adjustment for any Islander that you've ever managed going in there, because you do go from being locked away in this villa without knowing what day it is, what time it is, to coming back to the outside world and seeing how the show has been received, how you've been received, social media as well. Has the influencer industry changed the way that agencies look at reality TV contestants now? Are brands expecting more than just a big following?
Yeah, like, I think we've kind of come away from just like the big follower numbers, and I think brands now are looking at, like, you're engagement, like how much your audience trusts you, communication, how you come across, and making sure that someone is like a genuine fit for their brand, like their values. And I think brands are starting to realize that these long-term partnerships work a lot better than like once-off campaigns.
Why is Love Island as a show such a powerful marketing tool for companies? As you said there, brands seem to be really leaning into things like this, particularly Love Island now every summer.
I think with Love Island, we get to see into people's like personality, their lives, their daily going ons, and it just hooks the viewers. And it's mad, like it goes on for nearly 2 months, and it's like 6 days every week that everyone in the country really comes together, sits down. We're all on our phones, we're all looking at memes, like we're all, I suppose, one big community. So I think, yeah, it's just a massive tool that they really should leverage at this time.
Are brands already keeping an eye on contestants while they're still in the villa, or do most of the deals happen when the series ends?
I think people are watching from day one. They're looking at what people are doing, what they're wearing, how they come across. Like we've seen it, we can see it with Ellie at the moment with the handbag. Like that's going to be definitely a massive thing. I'm really excited to see what comes out from that. But yeah, no, brands are definitely keeping an eye.
I know you mentioned Ellie there specifically. Looking at this year's cast as a whole, are there any contestants who stand out to you as having huge commercial potential once they come out of the villa?
I think it's a little bit too early right now, but from talking to the team, we definitely feel like right now Lorenzo and Ellie are ones that we're looking at as well that have huge commercial potential.
I think as well, Jasmine has been such a standout character. I could see there being so many opportunities being thrown her way. But in fairness, as you said, it is still kind of early. I think we have to wait to see where they really land with the couples first to see what happens. Yeah. For people watching at home who dream of becoming influencers or content creators, what lessons can they learn from someone like Charlene and her journey?
I think Charlene is a true, I suppose, example of that, like overnight success really exists. And she spent years building up her profile and her social media. So I think she's a great example in that the hard work that you put in is going to yield results.
Absolutely. I'm sure so many people would agree with that, because she has been someone who has really put the graft into anything that she has turned her hand to. If another Irish influencer was to enter the Love Island villa, who do you reckon it would be? That's a burning question I have to know, Sarah, before I let you go.
God, I've seen so much online, so many different names. Even just looking at our own roster, we were saying Danielle Collins would be an amazing fit. Yes. I've seen loads of Helen Gagley as well. To be honest, I don't mind who goes in. I just love when I see Irish personalities. I think we've seen it even with last year, this year, the Irish people just bring such crack. And yeah, I'd be happy whoever they brought in.
Were you happy to see Fitzy heading in there when he went in with the original lineup? I know he's still in there now, but particularly in the beginning, there was so much excitement because he was Irish.
Yeah, he was a podcast guest on Ellie and Charlene's live show last year, and he brought such a good crack. There was such a good reaction from the audience. So when he was rumoured to go on, I just knew he'd bring such energy to the villa.
It's amazing that they both have each other in there as well. Please God, now she gets brought back to the main villa. It must be so nice to have two kind of like a familiar face, an Irish face, someone who's like quite on the same wavelength as you.
I definitely think having Fitzy in there has like settled Charlene's nerves. She feels more at home. And I think we really saw that last night when she was sitting with Calvin and they just looked so happy. I feel like I could see she's starting to settle in now. The nerves are starting to go away.
For sure. What I did have a lot of respect for with Charlene, though, she seems to be the only person I've ever seen say, no, I am a little bit nervous. Calvin, you make me feel really calm, but I am a little bit nervous because I'm here. Like, thank God someone finally said it, because if I was in the Love Island villa, I'd be sweating by all the cameras and all the everything that's happening. She seems to have really settled, and fingers crossed she gets brought back to the main villa tonight. In the meantime, if people want to catch up with you guys on social media, Sarah, where can they find you?
We're on Instagram at iconmanagement.ie, and then we're also on TikTok as well, and we're posting loads of content. The team are working very hard, so yeah, you can find us there.
Fingers crossed for Charlene as well. Sarah, thanks so much for joining me on the show this evening.
Thank you so much. It was amazing.